Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me this evening. My name is Zeke Bolden, life coach, relationship coach, and spiritual coach, and also known on Blog Talk Radio as the Relationship Whisperer. Guys, thank you for joining me tonight. We're about to embark upon a journey that's going to enlighten, that's going to help and set some people free, that's going to bless you, that's going to empower you, and just overall change your outlook and help your outlook as it relates to relationships. And that's the area of cheating. Aha, yeah. We're going to talk about some reasons why people cheat. We're going to talk about, you know, how to prevent it. We're going to talk about, you know, how to recover from a broken relationship, you know, where somebody cheated. We're going to talk about, you know, how to prevent from your spouse, your significant other, your loved one from cheating on you. And then we're going to talk about signs of cheating. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to hammer this thing down and help make you a specialist as it relates to the area of cheating. So, again, thank you so very much. I want to ask that you would also visit my website, ZekeBolden.com, where I offer a free, no-cost session for you to talk to you about your relationship and whatever you want to share, a spiritual relationship or just life in general, absolutely free. Go and register for it, and we can talk a little bit. And then also, I'd like for you to like my Facebook page, and that's Zeke Bolden on Facebook is my personal page. However, my business page is ZB2 Life Coaching. We definitely want to talk to you and want you to like my page and let me know if my show is blessing you. That's what I really, really like to hear. Excuse my voice tonight. I've been yelling and stuff, so it's a little hoarse. But overall, I'm doing fine. Wonderful. All right, so that's what our show is about tonight. And give me just a few minutes, and we will get started.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Okay, so listen, let's get started. Excuse me. It's a sad reality that many people face in their relationships, stuff they can't control in their spouses or in their mates, and things happen that leave you broken and stunned, and you're trying to figure out what happened, what led up to this. Marriages, people have been together for years, end in divorce because of infidelity is running rampant, not just in regular households, but it's running rampant in church. So many great men and women of the gospel have fallen prey to their sexual deviance and have fallen prey to falling for the wrong person, spending too much time with a person. And I mean, there are so many a person other than their spouse. But there are so many reasons, so many things happening, and I just felt the need that we need to talk about this thing. We need to help some people, and not only that, we need to help you recover. Okay, so it's important that you understand that. And one of the questions that were asked by me or by someone to me was, you know, we were talking about it, and it came up on the subject of do they cheat by choice, or are some people prone to cheating? You know, do they come from a family that their dad was a cheater, brother was a cheater? All those are great questions, and we're going to talk about it. And then not only that, but we're going to also talk about some scientific facts that have come about with the new technology and the new age that we're living in concerning cheating and things of that sort. So stay with me. Again, this is going to run over several weeks. There's some good stuff we want to talk about. I welcome your calls. I welcome your comments on Facebook. I welcome your comments in the chat room. You're welcome to do that. You can call in to our broadcast tonight at 213-943-3434. That is 213-943-3434. I look forward to answering any questions that you might have. I just want to remind you that if you have a question, press 1 on your keypad, and it'll acknowledge me that you want to say something. I will open up your mic, give you an opportunity to ask a question, make a comment, and then I'll ask that you press 1 again on your keyboard or keypad rather, and it'll take off the indication. All right, so let's jump into this. It's about maybe I stopped counting. I got up to about 10 reasons why people cheat from different avenues, from a scientific avenue, from a personal avenue. But again, this whole thing is going to be surrounded by your questions, your comments, and things that we want to talk about to get it out on the subject, that big elephant in the room called cheating. All right, so here's the first thing. People cheat, and then they don't see it as they cheated. Now, I know that sounds ludicrous, and I know that sounds preposterous to even imagine someone saying, I've cheated, but I don't see it like that. Well, listen to this. This is very, very important. In an article that I read concerning cheating, the person said that the scientist said that people are able to do this due to something called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. This is the act of separating the wrong that you do, or either trivialize it or justify it so that it doesn't seem as bad to you. And this unfortunately, this is the behavior of a lot of prominent people in cheating. They think that, you know, I didn't see it that way. And listen to this. I don't love her like I love you, or I don't love him like I love you. And I'll tell you, it's crazy. Shaggy wrote a song. He and another guy, I think the guy's name is Raven, maybe. They sing a song about it wasn't me. She caught me on the floor. She heard us doing it, but it wasn't me. She caught me on the counter. It wasn't me, you know. And goes on to say, who you gonna believe, you know, me or your lying eyes? And it's sad. It's a sad commentary that so many people, relationships and marriages and families are broken up because people are cheating, because they're having affairs, because things are happening to them and their relationships. Listen. Cheating is bad no matter how you look at it, no matter what you say. You cannot convince or you shouldn't be able to convince a loving spouse or a loving mate that simply by saying, I don't see it like that, I love you more, or I love you, and that person I was with, it was just a one-night thing. No, you cheated, man. You cheated, woman. You did wrong, and you got to look deep within yourself and ask, why did I do this? Why could I not control myself and be satisfied with what I had? Why? Which leads me to number two. Number two is that they might have an addiction. They might have an addiction to sex and not even know it. Some years ago, I did a teaching on being delivered from sexual demons. And I found out that a lot of men are addicted to sex and don't even know it, okay? They're addicted to sex but don't even know it. But the startling fact was this, is that there are a lot of women, almost as equal, if not more, women who are addicted to sex and don't know it. Now, the men, that stuff ends up coming out, they get treatment for it, but there are a lot of women who don't even get treatment for it because they don't believe that they are addicted to sex. And it comes out in such a way that maybe they feel like that, you know, I'm not addicted to sex. I just want what I want. I like what I want, or whatever the case may be. But the truth of the matter is they are. And there are so many signs. There are so many behaviors that will let you know and show you that you might be addicted to sex. And over the next few weeks, we're going to cover some of those things. We're going to talk about it. But that's one thing I want you to take a look at, especially for our men and women. Look at your relationship. As a matter of fact, look deep within yourself first and ask yourself this question. Have the majority of my relationships, have they ended because I cheated? Or have I cheated in my relationship and my significant other didn't find out about it? Why can't I stay committed to one person? Ask yourself, why does it seem like I end up cheating or I end up sleeping around and I can't be committed to one person? Why? What is it about me? What is it? And again, there are a lot of people who are addicted to sex and don't even know why and don't even know that they are, which leads me to number three. People, when it comes to why people cheat, is because they find other people desirable moreover than who they already have. Now, I know that doesn't sound, that, you know, somebody will quickly say, well, they shouldn't have got with him, or they shouldn't have married him, or whatever the case may be. Maybe they weren't ready for marriage. You know, that's not the case. But let's talk about that for a moment. Sure. You found somebody who's more attractive than your spouse or your significant other. And so now that person is desirable of you and you're desirable of that person. But now you got to look at the other factors that goes into the play here. You got to look at the fact that you made a commitment to that person that you will be monogamous to them and that you will love them and them only and that you'll be committed to them. Now, especially it goes a whole lot deeper when you say, I do, when you say, I commit my life to you, and you put a ring on their finger, let me warn you about something. That ring that you place on their finger is not merely a ring or a commitment to that individual person, but that's a commitment to God. And you've said to God, God, this one person you've given to me, this one person you allowed me to love and them to love me back, I'm going to be committed to them, but moreover, God, I'm going to be committed to you. So let me tell you, that's one of the things that helps me. And I'll share my story with you as we go on. But one of the very important things that helps me is that, you know, I'm fairly, you know, I'm all right. I'm no superstar, you know. I'm no person. Well, you know what? I am. I'm a bad mamma jamma. I'm a bad number one. I'm easy as Elvis and all them other cats ain't got nothing on your boy Zeke, because that's how I see it. I'm the finest man I ever seen. If I don't think it, who will? Besides my wife. All right. So do I get people hitting on me? Sure I do. Do I get people trying to get at me? Sure I do. I think I told the story before about the girl who was with a baby, and I saw the baby and I thought the baby was so cute. And this girl who was pushing the baby in the car, she was extra fine. I mean, kind of fine that make you frown up when you look at them. Brothers know what I'm talking about. And so I saw this girl, and I coming to the baby, to her brother, but looking at the baby, saying, oh, she's so cute. And the girl's like, well, hey, you so cute. And my little baby need a baby daddy. Now, could she have been joking? I don't know. But I told her that I was in love with another man. And she says, what? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. And she says, well, no, I'm sorry. I said, no, that's not what you think. I'm gonna, his name is Jesus. And I'm committed to him. Not only that, but I'm also married as well. And by the time we were done talking, that girl was crying. She says, wow, no other man had never said that to me, and most men be trying to get at me. I think that's beautiful. Your wife ought to be proud. Your wife, and she should. But notice what I said there. I said, I'm in love with another man. And because he is my first love, my wife reaps the benefits of that. Was that lady attractive? Man, she was super attractive. I mean, I'd be honest with you. Make a brother do a double take. However, my commitment wasn't so much to my wife. My commitment was to Christ. And the moment you recognize that and you get that in your mind and you get that in your relationships, I got to tell you, things change. You see things and you see people differently when it comes to understanding that you don't cheat because you're in love with Christ. That's important. So I'm going to give you a bit of advice as a side note. If you're getting into a relationship, specifically a marriage, and you want a lasting, long relationship, you make sure that man falls in love with Christ more so with you, more than you. You make sure he falls in love. You make sure that woman loves Christ more than they love you. Because I got to be honest with you, your stuff ain't that good to make them stay. It's not. You need Christ. You need Christ. And then that's a whole other story. We're going to continue to talk about that as the week go on. But it's important that you understand, sure, they cheat because they find other people attractive and people be attracted to them. As a matter of fact, let me talk about that. One other quick thing is that be careful, especially those of you who have jobs that you spend, 10 to 12 hours, 16 hours a day with those people on your job. I know you've heard about it. It's called office wives, where you spend so much time at work that you end up getting an office wife. And it might just be, little plaything, nothing special, nothing unique. But you spend enough time before you know it, there's an affinity to be with that person. There's an affinity to see the attractiveness of that person. And so don't tell me, and I really don't want to hear it, that, I'm not attracted to that person. And before you know it, they make you laugh, they make you smile because they spent so much time with you, and you find yourself in the bed with them trying to figure out, how did this happen? And you say to yourself, oh, my God, I don't know why. How did this happen? Well, it wasn't a one-time drop dead. I was super attracted to them. It took a little time to happen, but you spent a lot of time with them. So pastors, listen to me. It's important that you come across as a strong figure in a lot of women's lives, especially if they have an absence of their father, a strong figure, and you have the ability, you have charisma, you have those things that you can make people happy, you can change the outlook for them. There are a lot of things that you can do, and women get attracted to that. So, pastors, it's important that you hold yourself accountable. You hold yourself accountable to your wife, and you hold yourself accountable to the sheep in which you are the shepherd of. It's important that you do that. And if you can't hold yourself accountable to the sheep to your wife because you're not married, then you got to find somebody else within your congregation, one of your deacons, one of your ministers, or someone who's close to you. You got to say to them, hey, listen, I need you to keep me accountable. I'm gonna connect with you. We're gonna talk, make sure, or someone outside your ministry, but somebody you got to be accountable for. It's important that you do that. It's important that you do that. Let me say that one more time. It's important that you do that. That has happened so many times. It's important that you do that, okay? All right, which leads me to number four, disappointment. There are sites now that's up that women or men could go to that will help you cheat on your spouse. I think it's ridiculous. And I'm not going to call the name of this one particular site simply because I don't want to give it the publicity. But if you're married and you're disappointed and you want to cheat on your spouse, this site will help you find someone who will cheat with you. Isn't that crazy? I mean, oh, my God. According to this site, while February the 13th is also known as Mistress Day, they saw a 271% increase in signups. There were actually a 314% decrease in signup on Valentine's Day itself. So, in other words, before on February the 13th, or leading up to it, it was called Mistress Day, and people were cheating on heavy and hard on that day. And then they saw a big drop after Valentine's Day. I mean, I think that's crazy. It really is, and it's important that you, that you look at yourself, you look at your situation, and you make sure that you're committed to the person that you're with. And if you're disappointed with them for anything whatsoever, you got to talk about it. You guys got to connect together, and you got to talk about it. You got to find out what happened or what's going on. And there are times when I've heard couples say, you know, she wouldn't listen. We talked, but this thing is not working. We've been trying to make this work, and nothing seems to be happening. Well, you know, that's when you got to get a coach. That's when you might need counseling. That's when you might have to get a therapist. I don't know. I'm an advocate for coaching because that's what I do. And be honest with you, I save marriages and I help people reconcile differences. And because I was a pastor for 25 years, I'm able to see where some spiritual aspects of your life need to be strengthened and help you from a whole other standpoint. You know, so it's important that if you're disappointed, that you change that and you fix it and you get happy about being with your spouse and the blessing that God has given you because if you don't, it opens up avenues and room for the enemy to sneak in. If you never heard this before, I'm gonna share it with you that when the doors are not closed and your armor's not up and things are not doing well and you step out on your spouse or a significant other, I think someone has said it like this, that you will give the enemy space in your life where he'll get a toehold, then he'll get a foothold. Then before you know it, he has a stronghold in your life, and it's hard to shut that door once that door is open. I'm telling you, it is super, super hard to shut that door once that door is open. All right, so it's important that you do that. All right, a fifth reason why people cheat or people have illicit affairs on their significant others is because of avoidance. They find that a study found that men have mistresses that will help them cope with stress that they face every day. And that when you try to talk to your significant other about it, they put pressure on you. Now, this is from a man's standpoint. I'll get to women in just a second. But from a man's standpoint, the women, not understanding sometimes, talk so much and talk so, you know, it's pressure already trying to provide for your family, and now the woman won't listen. Now she won't hear you. Now she got her own agenda. She the way she thinks it ought to go, and she's telling you, hey, you need to do better. You need to provide it, and you're like, hey, I can't get it. Whatever. Before you know it, he's like, you know what? Something bad happened at work. I'm not even gonna go home and talk about it. They find themselves with a mistress, with a side chick, or they've been went and paid for sex, and you know what? That was a big special about that on HBO about cheating, about women cheating on their men cheating on their spouses, and they were cheating because the women would not listen to them. They wouldn't give them an opportunity to share, an opportunity to say, hey, here's what's going on. Because they kept that pressure on them to provide. They kept that pressure on them to meet the needs of them. When you got to understand, ladies, that men have different needs and desires than you do, especially when it comes to being a great listener. Sometimes they just want to get it off their chest. And here's the crazy part about it. Men already don't talk as much as they should anyway, okay? Now, I know you all can agree to that. They don't talk, and sometimes you spend a lot of time trying to make them talk. But I'm gonna tell you what the signs of a good woman is: when you can see your husband and or you know your significant other and know that they might have had a bad day based on the things that they're doing, and you can say, hey, he needs to talk. So let me try to put myself in a position to make him available, or make myself available, and so it's non-threatening that he can share with me. And then let me tell you something else that another mark of a wonderful, great female is that you might not see the signs, but you haven't talked to him in intimate conversation in a long time. Well, you got to be able to see that and somehow get into that area where you can love him enough where he's willing to talk with you. He's willing to open up to you. And let me tell you, one of the things that my wife and I did And we've been together now, again, 30 years and married for 27 of those 30 years is that, and this is growing up stuff here, but we would after we made love, you know, your boy would normally put her to sleep, but I had to keep her up she gonna say I'm telling a lie, but you know. Anyway, back to the real deal. Okay, so after sex, we would talk. We would literally, you know, be able to have a long conversation for another hour or two, landing in each other's arms, saying, hey, you know what? She would start out, maybe well, I'll start out, we'll say things like, hey, baby, can we talk? Sure we can. Hey, listen, I want to share some things with you, but I need to ask you a question first. How am I doing as a husband? How am I doing as a wife? How can I improve as a husband? How can I improve as a wife? So, you know, so you see what the other person says. And then it gives you that opportunity to say, well, you know, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad I can talk to you because here's some things that I see that will make us better. Here's some things that I would love to hear that you talk about. There's some things that I would love to see us improve on. Would you be willing to do this? And I got to tell you, man, if he hadn't talked no other time, he'll be willing to talk after you've satisfied each other, ladies, and you're laying there, and that's a great, great, great opportunity to do it. Speaking of that, my wife wants to chime in. She was out and decided to call in instead of making it at home on time. So let's bring her on the line and see what and see what she has to say. All right, go ahead, sweetheart. You're live.
Hello. How are you? How is everyone? I just had to chime in after Mr. Bolden just so eloquently said what he said. But I wanted to add to that. We've come up and we've formulated our own time to allow each other room and space to grow as far as communicating. One of the ways that I know that both he and I really, really love is when we travel, and sometimes we travel quite frequently. That's the time we really, and especially me, allowing him to just load me up with his aspirations and his goals and things that concern him, things that he's happy about that's going good in the marriage, what we can improve upon, what is going great, where we're going in our future, and just so many things. So I would just say if you don't have this time with your significant other, is that you come up and formulate, freestyle your own time and space for that, especially for the men, ladies, as Mr. Bolden has said. It's a wonderful thing to hear a man say the things that he wants and where he wants to go, and we as the ladies be that support, that listening ear, and then don't always have to have conversation back. We could just listen and say, that's a great job. I support you. Let's do it, baby, that type of thing. So we need to be heard in different ways. So I think that was a good point, and I just wanted to just comment on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Listen, while I got you on the line, I want to ask you a question. Because and I'm just keeping it real, and I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to answer because we're winding down. But do you consider internet porn or you know, porn on your telephone as cheating? I had a conversation here recently. Somebody said, I got to be honest with you, a guy said he didn't consider that as porn, and then another conversation where the female said that we look at it together sometimes, so I don't consider it porn. I mean, I don't consider it cheating. How do you feel about that?
Wow. Wow. I'm going to err on the side of yes, it is cheating, and the reason why is because most people that we've talked to or coached or people that we even know that do look at porn, whether it's on their phone or the computer or books or whatever it is, it changes them, especially if they have a mate. Some of them, not all of them, so everything is not black and white with this. You have some gray areas. Some of them, not all of them, begin to draw away from their spouse, and they want the porn more, or they withdraw as far as their conversation. Their moods and actions and things change, and those are all characteristics of cheating. So it does put you in that arena, in that aspect of cheating because of the things that it makes you do. Sometimes a man doesn't even want his wife, but he'll rather steal away and wait till his wife goes to bed or to work and uses porn. And then also it puts other illusions and mind images in your mind sometimes that takes away from your spouse. So it is a form of cheating. That's my personal opinion with it, because of the things that it does and has the potential to do. It does not produce a healthy relationship. I know some people, the husband and the wife, watch porn together. You know, it's up to the person on how they do it, but I guess I'm just going to answer the question as far as do I feel as though it's cheating. I would say yes, it is, because of the things that we've seen coached, the people that we know that we spoke explicitly with and what it did to them. So I will err on the side to say yes.
Okay. Well, I don't consider it as an error. I consider it as that, you know, that's your opinion. And we're going to talk more about it because at one time in my life, I didn't consider it as cheating. But I was hiding it. And my wife actually caught me watching porn on the TV, on the internet, rather. So we're going to talk more about this. This is going to be, a wonderful, wonderful insight and coaching session that we're going to go through over the next couple of weeks to help you understand why this is so, so very important. So, friends, thank you so very much for joining me this evening. I want you to go to my website. Make sure you book your free session with me. Make sure that you go to my Facebook, and like our page, and you can listen to this episode again. And we're going to be, again, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be airing it, and we'll be talking about why people cheat. And in the future, we got several other new topics that we're going to add to that, guys. Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we will see you next week.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.